Ollie Horgan, manager of Finn Harps. Good morning to you, Ollie.
Good morning, Greg.
Nice to chat to you. I mean, you're a little bit like Leaving Cert students to some extent in that you're being told that, you know, games may begin mid-June, but I presume in the back of your head you're wondering, well, if that's even possible, how do you motivate the lads and what have you? I mean, you're given a middle of June date, but I mean, I don't think you'd be hanging too much on that, would you?
Just picked up the end of your conversation with Martin there. The directive we've been given, albeit 3 weeks ago, is that the league resumes on the 19th of June. That would be on the record. A little bit maybe off the record that has come through that while it'll resume on the 19th of June, then inverted commas, that the games will be played behind closed doors initially and then eventually allow the supporters come in. But there's a hell of a lot of questions that need to be answered for that to happen. But as of now, that is still the last directive we've been given by the governing powers. But obviously, listening to yourself and Martin chat there, that's, you know, there's a hell of a lot to be thrashed out and a hell of a lot of things to go our way for that to happen. You know, like just picking up on what you're talking about, we have players that live with their grandparents. You know, I'm looking here at Tommy Harkin, who I spoke to last night, is a member of our management team. Tommy's 84 years of age, you know. You know, like, you know, to put it that it'll be up and running on the 19th of June, should it be behind closed doors? It's still a massive risk to, you know, the players, the management team, even the referees for that matter. And, you know, it's difficult, yeah, motivation-wise, it's hard to see it, but that's the directive we've been given. And they're still aiming at the 19th of June to be a restart date for the League of Ireland.
Yeah, it's a lot to ask of players. And I'm trying to add it up there. I think you'd probably need at least 50 people present, you know, between players, subs, management, physios, lines people, you know, that kind of stuff. Yeah. I mean, that's a lot of people to say, right, we're going to roll the dice on this for a bit of football, for a bit of TV content, you know, especially if it's behind closed doors. I just don't see it. I'd love to see it, but I can't see it happening if there's no risk. And I wouldn't look forward to watching something like that if I thought there was any risk to anyone taking part.
Yeah, I agree. You know, who's going to take responsibility in it? You know, will the direction of the league take responsibility? I very much doubt it. It's, you know, there's a huge amount of issues there. You mentioned, you know, behind closed doors with television. There's no money in this country in soccer from TV rights. You know, RTE and indeed Air Sport have televised a lot of our games, both home and away. And if anything, we lose money by them being there. There is no reimbursement whatsoever from them. So, you know, obviously the health of everyone is first and foremost, but also the financial difficulty that, you know, you get up and running again, you know, paying buses and hotels and food to travel the country. And basically, you know, we depend on our gates, and we obviously won't have gates initially. And, you know, there needs to be reimbursement by the TV companies, which hasn't happened and doesn't happen. And I'm not quite sure how financially any club can survive, don't mind the more important health issues, Greg, to put it that way.
Yeah, I mean, it's a really good point you make. You're asking people to put on a product, but there's no real revenue or incentive for them to do so.
Yeah, I mean, you know,
but there's risk.
Obviously the health of everyone involved is first and foremost. I said that, but you know, the club needs to survive as well. And you know, I think common sense has to prevail from our point of view and the Finn Harps point of view. I don't see the problem in delaying it to resume in August and revert to a winter season, which we had before, where it's a much, well, please God, it'll be a much safer environment come August, and you play right the way through to March or April. Then they can decide whether they want to, you know, turn around and go to summer football again. But from our point of view, financially and health-wise, that would be without doubt the you know, maybe we're being hopeful even in August, but it certainly is a hell of a lot of better prospect than going back in the middle of June.
For sure, and we are seeing a genuine, even though we're seeing some awful figures, if you look at the behind the figures, we are seeing a genuine decline. We could be in a very different space in 2 or 3 weeks, but if you had a later confirmed date like that, Ollie, clubs could batten down the hatches, maybe if they had to go back to lending institutions or whatever. Players would know where they're at. You would know where you're at in terms of preparations, rather than a middle June date. it's hanging over the head. It's not a positive. It must feel like a negative.
Well, that's the direction we've been given, and we haven't been given any other direction bar the middle of June. And at the moment, you know, Piers Fafferty, our Celtic conditioning coach, is dealing with the players, you know, each day, and they're on a programme which is aimed for the 19th of June. While it seems very unrealistic now, you know, we're not in control of this. It's not our decision, innit? I just think the common sense should prevail, but... you know, I don't think the powers to be is going to take much heed of what I'm saying, or indeed Finn Harps for that matter. They happened before, and I don't see it happening again. But you know, there's a hell of a loss of not just the supporters, but a loss of revenue in you know, in match day without supporters, with programs, with the shops there with Anne and Kieran, with the jersey shop, with the food, with the coffee. You know, there's teams that have, like St. Boas have three bears under their stand in Daly Mountain. All of that is a loss of revenue that, you know, if that's going to be compensated and there's no risk to anyone involved, yeah, but there needs to be guarantees of that before this can start in June. And as you say, it changes week by week, and maybe in 3 weeks' time it might look, and hopefully will look, a hell of a lot different than it looks at the moment. But I still feel, from a Finn Harps point of view, you know, a winter season for 1 year possibly only, starting in August and running through, would obviously be much, much safer in every way.
Yeah, and I think it'd be good for the club, and it'd be good for fans and supporters as well. Ollie, listen, great to speak to you. Thank you.
You're welcome, Greg.
Stay safe, okay? Ollie Hawken there.